Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says it's reviewing Israel's report on the deadly airstrike on World Central Kitchen and workers in Gaza, and it's urging Israel's changes on military strikes in Gaza, as well as changes regarding humanitarian aid, to be fully realized and rapidly implemented. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
We obviously welcome the steps that were announced last night and again overnight by the Israeli government at the president's request in that call with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And these steps, as you've all seen, they do include a commitment to open up additional crossings into Gaza.
The Israeli military said it has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in the drone strikes, which killed seven aid workers, saying they mishandled critical information and violated the Army's rules of engagement. The Iranian-backed Houthis have fired dozens of long-range missiles at Israel since the war between Israel and Hamas began, most of which have been shot down. But as the war continues, there is concern that the Houthi attacks could spark a regional confrontation. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Houthis in Yemen are an Islamist militant group backed by Iran as one of its regional proxies fighting against Israel. Even though Yemen is more than 3,000 kilometers away, the Houthis have been firing dozens of long-range missiles at Israel since the war between Israel and Hamas began. They have mostly targeted the southern Red City of Eilat, where a missile recently landed for the first time with no casualties. Since the beginning of the war, the Iranian-backed Houthis have also attacked international shipping in the Red Sea, hijacking several ships. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
New mass graves are still being found in Rwanda 30 years after the country's genocide, in which an estimated 800,000 were killed by extremist Hutu in massacres that lasted over 100 days. It's a stark reminder as the nation marks